It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We are 20 minutes away from the most important segment we do every week on You Better You Bet. Don't believe me? Yeah, you do the routine a lot. It's true, though. A lot of content creators probably love the segment also.
I don't mind when you do it, because it's true. Because it's really true.
Yeah. Well, this feels like when Ken wins, a lot of people win. Not saying everybody. That's not meant to be pointed criticism. Just like it feels like it happens. Yeah. And look, Ken's good at what he does. He's your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. You Better You Bet is a good show, in my own personal humble opinion. So that is what it is. The games that Ken has already bet and is monitoring for week 13 in the National Football League, 20 minutes away. Joey Kanish, still to come. Adam Rittenberg, still to come. James Mazzola, still to come. Bill Matz, still to come. NHL bets for tonight. Top 25 Nick, Tyler Morales with college basketball, Ken with college basketball, Ken and I on the NBA, and then we will check our watches and determine that it is, in fact, that time of the night. Overnights on You Better You Bet to close the terrific Tuesday edition of the show. Do we want to play the Loch Ness music? I'll let you decide here.
What about holiday music?
We play holiday Jake, music? Do we have that at the ready, the old holiday music here? If we do, just play it. Oh, yeah. And I'll do the scale read here. You started listening to Christmas music yet?
A little bit. In the car, the station is now the Christmas station, will be for the next month, so that's good. In the house, we put up the tree, did the ornaments on Sunday night, so had it on just for Sunday night in the house. So we're starting to mix it in.
Yeah, I love it. And the next round table we do here on the show, which will probably be tomorrow, I want to talk about Christmas music with everyone. I have really passionate, strong takes.
Very passionate about Christmas music.
It actually might be the thing in life, along with, I was texting Mike Brown earlier, our guy, video producer, downtown Mike Brown, esteemed video producer here, God's Perfect Creation, about Cowboy Bebop. Like, I am dying to talk to people about this show, and also dying to talk about Christmas music. Two things in life I want to talk about the most. Really strong takes on Christmas music.
Bebop and Bublé.
Well, Bublé would come first in that order. In the previous segment, we were joined by Odyssey Sports NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. He joined us on the Roman guest line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. All right, Kenny. Lockmas time. Here on You Better You Bet. We got conference championship games coming up this weekend. I am super excited. I would like to have bets on many of them. Maybe we save the Mountain West game for when Joey Kanish joins us with San Diego State, a 6-point favorite against Utah State here. Oregon, Utah, Pac-12. Baylor, OK State, Big 12. Houston, Cincy in the American. Georgia, Bama in the SEC. Michigan, Iowa in the Big 10. Wake and Pitt in the ACC. Can any of these stand out to you, tickle your fancy early on in the week as games that you'll be looking to bet on?
Yeah, a lot of them. I was going to say all, but it's not true, because I think I actually don't think in the Mountain West I'll have a bet. Hopefully Joey Kanish, baby, will have a bet in the Mountain West.
If he doesn't, he's honestly never allowed to come on the show again.
Yeah, it's like 6 and 50 and a half. What is it at Bet Rivers? It's 6 and 50. Okay. Yeah, my number is 6.5 and 50. So that's a little tough. It's a little tough there for Mountain West. But I think the theme for me it was really weird to run the numbers and see this come up, because usually neutral sites, teams are all in, obviously, in the game, no extra prep time. And it's the first week where I look at my numbers and I'm like, man, unders in a bunch of games. And we have been a week this year where that's basically been true, where I don't think I have an over edge on the board this week. I have a tiny one in the App State Louisiana game, but that's it. And a couple reasonable edges in the major conference games on totals. So the one that is the largest discrepancy is in the Pac-12 game, which I was really surprised about, to be honest, because did anybody watch the first meeting? And I know it was that game was in Utah and the dynamics were different of how each team came into the game. Really going to put up a 60 on this game? Really?
59 and a half right now at Bet Rivers.
It's the largest difference I have. And it's surprising only because this is where I have to scroll up, and this is where I'm going to get in a lot of trouble, because there's just way too many games, and I thought I had it, but I don't. The previous meeting between the teams was 3 weeks ago. I have it right here.
Yeah.
38-7 Utah. Utah closed three. They were at home. We flip. Great. Awesome. Whatever you want to give Utah for home field advantage. And 58.5 the total. Like, we're really going to run back the same total based on what we saw in that game? I think that game was, like, really, really impactful in terms of telling us how these teams match up, the pace that each team wants to play at, the lack of explosive plays that Oregon can generate against Utah's defense. And for us to be like, and typically, by the way, you have the extra bonus of not just that we have the meeting between the teams to help guide us, but like typically the Pac-12 game is like a dead under game. Like a dead under game. It's just, it's like really, really, really weird because for people who haven't been following, I'm just looking for something right now. So like typically the Pac-12 game is an under game. You have the first meeting. So like the total's slightly increased. Now the interesting dynamic. So I was talking with somebody, I was trying to find the message just to make sure I got it right. And one of the reasons the Pac-12 has been an under game is that the game was played at the 49ers stadium, Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. And this year's game, I believe, is going to be played at the Raiders Stadium.
And the field's terrible. Yep, it's Allegiant Stadium this year.
And now it's, and the game is going to be. And so I was talking to somebody about this, and I go, why is, like, I would go, why do I have this? Like, why do I have this massive edge? And I brought up, I was like, is it really like just the stadium? Like, is that the difference? And I understand, like, previous meeting between the two teams, it was 58.5, but like, then you're going to open 60 with the game at Allegiant Stadium. Like, wouldn't you just open it? I mean, really, the difference is that crazy. So like a lot going on here, I guess, to me, in the NFL and in a lot of professional sports, especially when teams play. And then if they played again, I would almost never change the side in total. Because, like, in a lot of professional sports, the difference between teams is really negligible. Teams have, like, it's sort of the way that the routine of professional sports works. It's, like, probably just an outlier data point. I would, you know, we talk about Chiefs, Bills all the time. If they played again, what would the number be? In college sports, and in college football specifically, there are so few games that I actually think you learn a lot each game. Like, I actually do think you learn a ton, and that's why you see numbers change all the time for teams versus the look-ahead markets, for example. Like, the look-aheads will be three touchdowns off sometimes by a game when we get to the actual meeting in the regular season. So, like, even though this game was 3 weeks ago and the number closed around this total-wise, like, I watched that whole game. First of all, we bet the under in the game and won easily in that week. And now we're just really going to just put the same number up. Like, I find that stunning, honestly, with the game being, I understand it's in a different stadium, but like, that can't get me off this bet. Like, there's just no way with how the teams match up with each other. So I was just really surprised by that there wasn't more interest in the under. Maybe people are freaked out because the game's at a different place and the dynamics and the field conditions and the temperature and the weather and everything could be different, but I'm not. So I think that's interesting. I think the other interesting thing about the game is the side has residue of the previous game in it. Utah closed three in that game. The game was at their place. This game is not. The game is three. so in one way, the side has made a massive adjustment from what we saw in the first meeting, yet the total didn't. Why did one move and the other, like, what is happening? Like, I don't understand. Does it matter? Or does, when they played and Utah won by a billion, did it matter or did it not matter? Can we figure that out? Can we all decide on that? Like, it makes no sense. One of these is broken. And I don't know which one, but like, I think it's the total. I think the total's broken. So
now, how confident are you about that? And I'm asking selfishly for me and also for our listeners and viewers, because this is,
an impassioned case for stuff, but you know how I make an impassioned case, and it just means it's a bet instead of not a bet. That's all it means.
Okay. So I understand. But I mean, like, but it sounds like you think like one of these is likely to happen. One is not. Well, you're not saying that, but like one of these things is definitely,
I think it's
wrong.
Interesting that
you think it's the total.
The way to frame this is, I think it's really interesting that they played once. Offside in total, one adjusted huge. Like, Utah was three at their place.
Are you going to bet
three
Oregon?
At a neutral, and the total didn't adjust at all.
Are you
and it actually
bet
went
Oregon?
Up. Maybe. I would never bet Utah.
Are you going to bet the under?
I already did.
All right, I am now also.
It's really. I mean, it's really interesting game. Based on all the things that I mentioned. I mean, forget the actual football itself. Just. Like, different stadium, have a data point between the teams that's recent, which you very rarely get in these situations. Like, that's interesting. I know we took a bunch of the segment on that game. That's the most interesting game by a mile to me from a market
Tuesday.
Standpoint.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. From a market standpoint, that's the most interesting game. Now, the game everyone else is interested in is Georgia Alabama, like, which is matters, obviously, a lot. I can tell you that my projection for the game is pretty interesting, and we can do the other games whenever. they're some of them are interesting.
Let me hit you with this, because I do want to hit you with two things here quickly here. You better, you bet. Sure. BetQL Network, Costos Barkley, Terrific Tuesday here. I do want to get your take on the, as you kind of, we kind of gave a take on the, and let's, if we have time left over, we'll do more Bama Georgia. If not, we can save that for tomorrow. And like, you've kind of already gave a thought on that game, and I did yesterday as well. Curious your thought, Ken, actually, on the Big Ten championship game, which is going to be played at Lucas Oil, the Colt Stadium in Indianapolis, because a lot of the people that I follow on Twitter, and this is not meant to be like they're smart or they're dumb, it's just a statement of fact. I feel like a lot of like Twitter handicappers, people in the media, a lot of these people actually really respect their opinions. It feels like everyone likes Iowa. Not to win the game. I'm not saying they think Iowa is going to win the game.
Yep.
Just that Iowa may be value at what might be an inflated number coming off Michigan's win, upset win last week over Ohio State. Just curious if that's like a belief that you share here with Michigan out to 11 in the Big Ten championship game over Iowa.
Yeah, I have not bet this game, so we can start there. I show a small edge to the under, but it's mostly gone away. So this opened 45. And now we're at 43.5, and my number is 42.5. So we've kind of moved. And when totals are like in this range, these rock bottom Big Ten totals, what we see in so many games this year, I almost never play under edges, because like it would be like an NBA game. In an NBA game, like the two slowest paced teams play each other, the total will be like 200, and just because of like how I make my number might be like 195. And it's like, well, that's not how an NBA game can't work like that in 2022 or 2021 rather. It just can't happen. So sometimes Big Ten, like there's just like the weather's going to be perfect, obviously, with where the game's being played. So low 40s is fine. Like, I'm not really interested in betting the under in the game. In terms of the side, can never bet Michigan. Well, 10 or more. I don't think you can ever bet Michigan. It says not that they can't cover, but just Michigan seems to be functioning this year a little bit like, what would be a team that would be a comparison? The Saints would actually probably be a pretty good comparison, which is when they're favored by a lot, you never, ever, 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 ever want them because of the type of games that they tend to play. And the very rare times that they're like a pick or a tiny, tiny favorite or a dog like they were last week, they become like a valuable kind of a play on. I'm sure there's another NFL team that's escaping me. The Saints stand out because as a big favorite.
It's not really the Vikings, but I mean, like, yeah.
The Vikings tend to play close games against everyone. I guess that's a pretty good comparison too. But it's funny because like Michigan and the Saints actually like dominant running game, offensive line that controls the line of scrimmage, like defense.
Like the Wizards almost?
Yeah, Wizards NBA. Well, those games are really high scoring, though, so that maybe it's like not quite the same.
Fair.
But yeah, but we're all kind of tiptoeing around the same point here. So like my number in the game is going to be less than this. Part of why that's going to be the case is that Iowa's gotten like worse and worse and worse offensively, and you know, highlighted by the completely miraculous comeback win over Nebraska, where I don't even think they give a good account of themselves, and they won the game, but like really. So, and if they're going to be like pick against Nebraska, like what can they be against Michigan? Like, it's gotta be a lot. It just has to be a lot. So it's not even that the number's crazy. I'm like 7.5, but just what type of game is this going to be? And I think that's probably why I'm guessing a lot of the people that you talk to like Iowa is just, if the total's 43.5 and Michigan hasn't been this number against, I remember like they played Penn State. That was like one at Penn State, basically -1, -1.5, something like that. Can this number really be this big? It is not a game I'm sprinting to go bet, though. Like, I don't like Iowa. I feel like with the amount of confidence that the people you talk to like Iowa, it doesn't seem like that great of a bet to me, but I will not be betting Michigan in this game at these types of numbers. Definitely will not be betting Michigan.
We'll get Ken's full college football card for conference championship weekend as we move along this week on You Better You Bet. But to close this segment, just quickly want to throw out there to you, and you don't have to give like a bet for this game if you don't want to. Just curious your take on the line movement here. Are you surprised that Oklahoma State has taken the first move in the Big 12 championship game going to be played at Jerry World in Dallas or Arlington, wherever the hell that stadium is on Saturday? Oklahoma State opened 4.5 against Dave Aranda's Baylor Bears. Mike Gundy's team now out to 5.5, Ken, and the total 47. Like, just your thoughts on that line move here. You can give a bet on the game or not. We can save it for later in the week, but just your thoughts on that move.
I would call both of the moves expected versus my numbers, but specifically the side move with Oklahoma State opening 6.5. My number in the game is 4. I'm not surprised that Baylor got bet a little bit. I did not bet them, and I don't really want to bet on this game. But it's interesting that that the number moved pretty quickly toward my number. The under is getting bet a little more than I would have expected, so it actually went through my number and out the other side. So my number is 48, went down a point and a half to my number, then kept going, which I think is kind of interesting. So as the total collapses, and as like a very, very, very defensive game is expected, then you would expect the underdog to kind of get bet in tandem with that. Like, going to be a close game, not going to be as many scoring possessions. So usually the under and dog move in tandem. Over and favorite kind of tend to work the same way sometimes. So I'm not surprised that that's where both numbers are going. I don't think I'm going to have a bet on the Big 12 game. These teams played previously. I was on Oklahoma State. I think I had like a pretty lucky cover, if I remember correctly, earlier in the year. But I think the market's like fine. And I have a little bit of a tough time figuring out Oklahoma State specifically. Baylor, I think I got nailed down pretty good. But Oak State's been a kind of a tough team for me so far this year. I've been in their games betting a lot, which is probably a mistake. So probably a pass for me and unsurprised by the move down on Baylor.
So just to be clear quickly here. So Baylor first move, but then buyback on Oklahoma State pushing because this was 4.5 yesterday.
Yeah, and what is it? Wait, sorry, what is it right now? I just upped
5.5.
I think it's between those two numbers. I see 4.5s on the board right now. So,
oh god, well I guess this is
yeah. I see 4.5s and fives. Yeah, so
fascinating.
Like, just in between the two numbers, first move on Baylor, and we're kind of hanging out in that zone. All good.
All right, quick break here on You Better You Bet, and on the other side, we turn our attention back to the National Football League, the games that Ken Barkley has already bet and is monitoring for Week 13 in the professionals.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.